You're listening to Mondo Cool, the only Dragon Ball movie podcast that gives you a Zenkai boost.
That's right, boys. Mondo Cool.
What's up, Dragon Ballers, and welcome to another edition of Mondo Cool. That's our monthly Dragon Ball movie review podcast. I'm your host, KZ Excellent of KZExcellent.com, and with me, as always, are scholars of the Frieza race. Dan and Bob Video Games of Gigaboost.com.
Bob, I have this gun. It has Chekhov written on the side.
Oh, that's cool.
And Mr. Cold from Mr. Cold's Wild Ride.
I won't be in this movie and they won't even say why.
Well, Frieza said no.
Yeah. Frieza's like, no, he's too egotistical and full of himself to come back.
Well, maybe he wouldn't come back as Chunks. Maybe he would come back as a paste.
He'd probably come back better than Frieza because he only had a hole blown in his chest.
Oh. So you're saying he would come back as chunky peanut butter, not Jell-O salad. I feel like Shenron's just doing this to be a pedantic ass.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he's never done anything like this before. People have been vaporized, and he's like, yeah, sure, they're back.
I could bring Goku back, but he'll be bald.
Isn't that just Tien?
No.
No.
This is our show where we watch every Dragon Ball movie forever, and this is our forever continuing thing. We're almost out. This is our penultimate episode at the time of recording this. If you would like access to these as soon as they happen, do the thing.
You can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get early access to this and Chugging Bleach, our other anime review podcast. Extended Armchair Dev Pitches and Gamer Premonitions when those shows force us to leave ideas on the cutting room floor. And a Patreon exclusive show, one per month, where you get to decide what good or bad thing we watch. That's patreon.com/GBpodcast. And if you don't have any money, you can always help us by telling your friends. And if you don't have any friends, you can swim and find the turtle hermit and carry rocks for 6 to 8 months and then go to the world fighting tournament and meet a bunch of people who will all inevitably be written out of the plot in a couple of years. That's patreon.com/GBpodcast.
Tell them about the podcast before they're written out, though. That's very important.
Yes.
My village needs water, but I guess we'll listen to this podcast.
Didn't you know? Podcasts are free in America.
We've been doing this for a long time. All right, over 2 years. And it's hard to believe that we're doing stuff that was made in like the 80s or something. But here we are. We're doing a 2015 movie today. This time we watched Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F. Or, as it's titled in Japanese,
Dragon Ball Z Resurrection of F. Yes!
Whoa. I thought that was the title in English as well.
That doesn't hit as hard as God and God, but I'll take it.
That's just me stubbing my toe. Like, I couldn't think of anything smart to say because I'm in pain.
God! God!
Now, this is very important. As I did plenty of research for the summary of this film, I, of course, need to address that we unfortunately did not get to watch the ultimate cut of this film that has some slightly different things that I wanted to outline here, Dan.
Mm.
In August of 2016, an extended version of the film titled Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F Future Trunks Special Edition aired on Fuji TV.
Mm.
What?
Wait. Let me guess.
All right.
What is different in this?
Sure.
I am going to guess that there is a new seek. There is more. They devote more time to Trunks owning the shit out of Frieza, and that's basically it.
All right. Now that you've submitted your prediction as a Dragon Ball scholar, this extended edition consists of a new prologue featuring Future Trunks narrating a newly animated recap of the Z Fighters fighting Frieza on Namek. And an epilogue that shows future Trunks fighting Goku Black in his timeline.
Now, remember, we need to recap that, but we don't need to introduce the space cop.
Yeah, Jocko, this isn't perfect.
It's okay. The space cop doesn't even know Bulma. It's fine.
He just knows Bulma's sister, who has never appeared in Dragon Ball and is actually only in the weird one manga, one volume thing that Toriyama did about Jocko.
So you're telling me they didn't bother to introduce Bulma to the audience or Bulma?
This is real rough. I'm glad that my secret Bardock cut came back and was made true in the form of, here's Resurrection F, but there's some Goku Black sequences in it at the end.
Really dire.
Christ.
It was.
So you're saying you had a vision of the future?
I, in fact, had a vision of the future. This is an important movie. This is the one where it did so well that they greenlit Dragon Ball Super and released it 8 weeks later for it to explode. Because 8 weeks is not enough time to make a show.
Even if you are just doing the thing you already did again.
Which they just reanimated it, which made it even harder. Peace has returned to Earth following the last movie. It's been like a year because, you know, Pan's been born since then. Stuff like that. Frieza is shown to be in hell because this is the first canon time they've ever shown hell in Dragon Ball. They don't want to count the stuff with the big bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they also showed it in that movie we saw that is pretty similar to this.
True.
But that's not canon.
Yeah, they don't count that. Unlike this movie. Even though it had the best ending ever.
Also, we should just stop talking about canon at this point because this is 20 years later. Toriyama doesn't fucking remember. Doesn't care.
Yeah, now everything is canon. That's how that works, right?
Yeah.
No, it's very
everything
important.
In your
nothing.
Heart.
Sorry. Everything in nothing.
That's correct.
Anything that you ever thought might, it could show up in any second.
it could show up. It's got to show up in the new branding.
For all you know, Shenron has always been this pedantic.
Who knows?
I can bring back Krillin, but he'll be 1 inch shorter.
Watching a filler arc of Bleach in which it has a bunch of stuffed animals in it really turns on the PTSD when watching the start of this, where stuffed animals are dancing around a tree while Frieza is on a weird cocoon thing looking angry. For this has seemingly been going on for 30 years.
You know, I didn't think King Inma would be so petty.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Like I assumed it would be more fire and brimstone, not this'll really fucking irritate him.
I mean,
maybe that's just, you know, who knows? There's a lot of statements about Earth's hell in this movie.
I think that the only thing it's missing is Cell should have been next to him the whole time. It's like, oh, I also hate it here.
Then it turns out they're like, oh, no, Cell didn't go anywhere. He was a weird genetic freak. He had no soul. He was just obliterated.
That's why
they never brought him back.
It's only in the filler anime when they are like, yo, Cell and Frieza are going to watch Goku beat Majin Buu on our giant TV.
It's just like Android 16 is like, no, he's just a robot with no soul. He's gone forever.
Ow. So we've got these remnants of Frieza's army, Tagoma and Sorbet, alongside other great
meaning,
guys.
Tagoma is egg sushi, right?
Oh, is that what's up?
I think that's what it...
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because egg is tamago, I think.
Yeah, this is correct.
So he's Tagoma, so they just swap.
Yeah, he moved some letters.
I just kept thinking of Tacoma the whole time.
They,
so.
They should have called him egg salad in the U.S.
We got these dipshits. They have their own squad. There's like a red demon looking one. There's a literal ass frog one. And they're like, we need to bring Frieza back. We got cool regeneration machines. We should go get those Dragon Balls.
Yeah, now it's been 30 years and I have ideas. I need to bring back Frieza.
Yeah, this is literally the only other option. They're like, you know, it'd be bad to go near the woman that does that stuff because she's surrounded by strong people. So apparently our spy bots that have viewed every major event on Earth up to Majin Buu
That, you know, they fucking, the Red Ribbon Army, fucking Dr. Gero did that, what fucking whatever.
Yeah, I like the idea that that's the last thing they recorded was the Majin Buu stuff, because the planet blew up since then.
Oh yeah, it did!
So that's their reasoning behind it. They find Emperor Pilaf, Mai, and Shu, who have already collected like 6 Dragon Balls, and say, we'll just snipe them and just get them to...
And we're still toddlers.
Yeah, they're still toddlers. And then they're like, okay, we're gonna summon this dragon, and they summon Shenron. And then he's like, okay, bring back Frieza. And then Shenron's like, well, this is kind of hard, because if I did that, you would just get a bunch of lumps. Because he got chopped up, but he still wasn't dead at the time of being chopped up. He was only truly dead when he was burned in the blast. Because...
Frieza's race is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he should have died when all of his organs... We don't know if he has organs, actually. But regardless...
Also,
he looked pretty gelatinous. The dude looked like Jell-O salad.
Yeah.
Shenron's fucking power keeps getting condensed down.
Yes!
Where it's like, yes, I can bring him back to life. No, I can't fix him. Even if you use the other wish, I still can't fix him.
Yeah.
It's becoming really fucking stupid about what I can and cannot do.
Oh yeah, no, you can't even bring out Shenron anymore without me just being like, motherfucker, just gonna be like,
I can't work today.
it's so fucking insane, because I know 100% what happened, because Toriyama was writing in this and he doesn't give a shit. So he's like, well, I need Frieza to leave and come back, but he wouldn't want to just leave,
right?
So I guess I need to find a reason for him to not be able to fight immediately. So I guess he just resurrects as fucking sashimi, and they have to deal with that.
And he'll think it's funny, so he did it.
The solution really should have been let him walk into Goku and Vegeta like a dude crawling into a blender. And then they need to bring him back with a tricky way to phrase the wish next year. Hey, can you bring back people who died on this date whose name starts with AF and ends with A?
I think that restriction is no longer on the Dragon Balls, because these are like MK7 when he's tired of all the restrictions and has to start writing them out.
Okay.
Because these are the Dende Dragon Balls after he became God.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like, there was also that limit of like a year for bringing someone back. It's been 30 or something for Frieza.
Oh yeah, they stopped giving a shit about that. During the Namek saga, he needed a reason why they wouldn't just bring back the Saiyans.
Right.
And then once he wanted to do something like this, he's just like, that no longer counts.
I need Frieza back, because oh god, I cannot write.
Isn't it cool though that it took them 30 years to rewrite some of this shit mildly? Sure makes you look at the Bount arc weird, huh?
Yeah. Maybe just a little. So they bring back the Frieza chunks. Shenron's like, you have another wish, because, you know, I'm on the new firmware. The new firmware is real good. And Sorbet's like, oh, we could bring King Cold back to life. That dude's, well, he's like Frieza, so this seems like a good idea. And then Shu says, I want $1 million. And then he gets $1 million
smart,
zenny, which might be,
smart.
I don't know, $500.
I assume it's like yen, so it would be the equivalent of like $10,000 probably. Something like that.
Yeah, enough for 1 watt of cash. And then there's like, okay, we need to go, because we could get mad, but we need to put these pieces of Frieza in our cold storage in our little mini cooler.
Yeah, he's got a bucket to shove them in.
Yeah, we got
to
put
the Frieza chunks are shaking on the ground.
Yeah, like they're wriggling around like worms.
It's like he's definitely probably in pain.
That it even is alive in that state is like, is Frieza immortal? I don't know.
Yeah.
They said in some fucking thing that Frieza's race can withstand horrific like bodily trauma and don't age and don't need to breathe and are immune to hot and cold temperatures.
Okay.
That's really cool. They put him in a fucking they put him in a fucking thing you put beer in, and then they start walking away. Pilaf's like, yo, you forgot the eye chunk. you know you might need, it's looking at me right now. And they're like, oh, no, thank you. That's really, really good.
Then he's like, I will definitely remember you for later in the movie, and nothing comes of it.
Good. They are not in the... They are... Pilaf Gang is not in the rest of this movie, and good.
Yes. You served function. You can now leave. They said they were going to get that barbecue, and they're going to enjoy it. So Frieza starts becoming regenerated because they put him, they have good health care here, unlike in that one Bardock special. So this is not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this one didn't have a heart attack.
instead of playing the vocal version of this Maximum, the Hormone song, during a fight, they just play it while he's slowly getting, built back up.
The song's so good that it is why they did this movie.
Yes. It's got some great lines in it, like when they go Frieza, 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 Frieza.
I guess that we're supposed to clap as Frieza comes back, because everybody loves Frieza.
You know, Frieza is kind of a cool guy. It's like, look, he's funny, and he calls them the monkey. He blows his way out of the pod, and he's like, oh, he's so strong.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Frieza's so cool. He does him like a complete punk by the next arc. That didn't happen, right?
I feel like this movie's treatment of Frieza is less he's so cool and more he was great to watch.
Yes.
Based on his characterization in the entire back end of this movie.
Oh boy. He starts talking with his forces, getting caught up on different aspects, and they're like, yeah, we could bring back King Cole, and he's like, no, that dude's egotistical, unlike me. There's no point in doing that.
Mm-mm.
And then they're like, you can't immediately go after Goku. He's like really strong. He beat Majin Buu. And then Frieza says the line that makes me cackle of, my father once told me to avoid two things, the God of Destruction and Majin Buu.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
We didn't need this. Like, we didn't need this at all. Just be like, our super sensors say that he's like 100 times stronger than he was when he killed you, Lord Frieza. So you need to train.
It's about as dumb. Okay, if it was just like, I'm going to fight Goku, and then it's like, I'm sorry, Lord Frieza, Goku can't fight you today. He got food poisoning from Moe's burritos. And then he's like, there's two things my father told me to avoid. It's Chipotle and Moe's.
By the way, Majin Buu, not in this fucking movie.
Yeah, for no reason.
The manga adaptation is like, he fell asleep, and when he falls asleep, he can't wake up for months and months, so he can't be in this movie.
Good.
That's why Satan tolerates him, because there's some months where shit's normal.
Right, I guess.
Yes.
Mr. Satan tolerates him because the reason Mr. Satan is still world champion is because he's just like, well, the champion only fights the winner of the tournament and enters Boo in every tournament, and then Boo throws his match with him.
Yeah, that's some shit.
What an exciting time. There's some back and forth between Frieza and his forces. Frieza gets mad and then fucking shoots Tagoma out of the window.
Yeah, really great. Bye, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's just gone. I believe in the actual anime, he got to live longer than that and some other stupid
sort
shit.
Of.
Yeah, he gets thrown out of an airlock. They have to put up shields so that literally everyone doesn't fall out into the cold vacuum of space.
I can't believe that Frieza isn't reasonable at all.
Yeah, he's very...
It's like, why did you guys bring this guy back? All he ever did was kill your own troops. Oh, well.
Well, yeah, but he's also really scary, and they just he just solves the problems.
Yeah, pretty much. Frieza goes, oh, well, clearly I can get really strong if I train. I've never trained before, ever. So I'll probably get really strong if I do that. So I'm going to do that.
This movie would be so much better if that didn't work.
Yeah, you kept giving us ideas of how this would be a 7. Yeah, a lot of them involved him just leaving.
Yeah, I mean, the best one was when it was just like, I didn't tell you my secret. And then Goku's like, what's that? He just leaves.
So I have to put in this gag page.
Okay.
From the manga adaptation of why I'm posting it, of what Frieza's training was. If they had put this shit in, it would have been a 7.
Oh my god. Yeah. That would have done it.
Yeah, it would.
He's drinking raw eggs. I can't believe that.
Just some EPO pages, Jesus.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Feel the oxygen in your lungs. So while this training and whatnot is going on, some months pass.
Oh yeah, we skipped over the part where Piccolo and Gohan noticed this dragon was being summoned and did literally nothing at all.
That starts very important aspects of this. Piccolo's not having a good time
because he's babysitting and Gohan's out shopping with his wife.
Yes, and Gohan's being fruity.
I love Piccolo babysitting. What a fucking good character development.
He's really good with his foot.
Yep. he doesn't even sit in a chair.
This is his life now.
But yeah, they know the dragon was summoned. They know that there are power levels over there. They do nothing about it. But it happens.
It's like we could get there in a second and get back. No trouble, but no.
They can't teleport like Goku can.
Yeah, but they can move faster than light.
They're like, whoa.
It's really ambiguous, Bob. It still takes them like an hour to fly across the planet.
Wait a minute. The sky's dark. I wonder if that's Shenron. 10 minutes later, well, it went away. Not my problem.
Yeah, there's... the plane didn't blow up, so I guess we're fine.
It's so well. They were probably like, "What the fuck can Shenron do? We know. We know what he can do.
Try to get that guy to do shit."
Turns out, not much.
Last time we summoned him, we didn't even actually wish for anything. He just said some stuff and left.
We tried to have a conversation and he counted that. Wish. Yeah, fuck that.
Despite there being two wishes. We're gonna cut over to Jocko, the Galactic Patrolman. He has traveled to Earth. He's at the front desk of Capsule Corp, looking for Bulma, going through that bureaucracy, and he's like, "Oh, you gotta wait, make an appointment." Thankfully, Bulma's dad's around.
Voiced by Todd Habercorn, doing the same voice he does for a character in Judgment, and it keeps killing me.
Oh yeah, shit. Oh yeah, that's incredibly rough. He is also your dungeon master in the Voice of Cards game. So I am just melting.
See, me and Bob were thinking Sergeant Frog.
Yeah,
he is Sergeant Frog.
Oh yeah, he did a shit ton of Funimation stuff. So he's checking out Bulma's dad's like weird fish with big eyes. They're doing that for like a minute.
I like that Bulma's dad also knows this guy, but we never met him.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
Well, you're supposed to keep up on this thing that comes out. And because Toriyama's important.
Did this ever get released in English officially?
I believe so. Yeah.
Let me look right now.
It'd be kind of weird.
I bet if it did, it happened a year plus after this movie came out.
Oh, yeah. That I think is a safe bet.
Let's see. I can't actually find whether or not it actually came out.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Go on the Viz Media website and try and buy it. That'll give you. Bulma shows up. She's like, "Hello," and they go through the whole thing of like, "I here to warn you about the whole Frieza thing that's happening." Bulma's like, "Okay, I gotta try and contact people because this is gonna be a problem." She tries to summon Whis by just holding a giant dessert and just saying, "Hey, this works. Apparently, this is just how they do contact now."
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I mean, he's a fucking god. He should be able to detect shit. Also, I just looked it up. This actually did come out in English 6 months before this movie.
Impressive. Okay. Wow.
I am shocked. I had six whole months. still not enough. This is the didact of Dragon Ball. But, still. Since we can't immediately get contact with Goku and Vegeta, we get the other... We get the other people in the squad because, as Jocko reveals, Frieza will be here in an hour.
Yeah, we get most of the other people in the squad. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So we get this scene of bank robbers trying to escape with a bunch of money, and then Krillin, who has become a cop, takes them out pretty effortlessly.
That's right, folks. It's now morally correct to fuck Android 18.
We're taking all sorts of volunteers.
This is honestly the best part of the movie.
it's a pretty good sequence. They're doing some motorbike chases through alleyways and stuff.
You know, Krillin's literally cop in this, but I feel like Space Cop has the most cop energy.
He yes. does, because Krillin, he beats the
Krillin
guy.
Helps, and some dudes people non-lethally, while Jocko is real quick to use the gun. And it's like, oh, you want me to help? No, I'm leaving.
Yes.
Yeah. Call me when you need somebody to shoot your non-threatening dog.
Thank Mr. you, Satan, Jocko. Keep the dog away.
Thank you, Jocko. You're so brave.
How can he do this? It's just so good.
Yeah, the most Krillin does is he kicks them and says, come on, stop it. And they're like, oh, okay. Which completely solves that. He goes home because, you know, we got the important event of Frieza coming in. Android 18's like, okay, well, if you have to leave in less than an hour to fight Frieza, I guess you can get your head shaved. we're pressed for time, but I guess we can just do this. He gets ready to fly off, and she's like, man, he's so cool. She settled.
You brushed over the bit where it's like,
yeah,
I'm stronger than you, so I should come. And Krillin basically saying, no, Toriyama doesn't want anybody introduced after the Frieza arc in this movie for some reason.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I'm gonna be honest, sometimes my brain tries to block out Toriyama-isms.
This is like, no, I'm sorry, you're a woman, you have to stay here with the child. It's like, oh, come on, Krillin.
Yeah, no, it's like, get a babysitter, come the fuck up.
Flashing, having horrible flashbacks to the side quest in Dragon Ball Kakarot, where Android 18's like, you have to give me food so I can cook for Krillin, and then you get her for your stat board, and her strongest stat is cooking, just like every single female character in the entire game.
I hate you. I hate you for reminding me of that. No. No.
Even launch.
It's so bad.
What?
Okay, you can't convince me that bitch can make anything other than a Lunchable. She's like, oh, I fucked it up. I dropped all the pieces. The sandwich is ruined. What are you eating? Yeah, I drank the sauce for my pizza, so I guess I'm just eating crust.
Oh, yum, yum.
We got pepperoni.
Oh, no. So we start assembling some level of a team here. Piccolo, Gohan. Tien's like, yeah, I didn't even call Yamcha Chiaotzu. That's just not, it's not happening.
That's extra bad because earlier we heard how the two best guys Frieza has, other than Frieza, are about as good as Dedoria and the other useless
Zarbon.
Dude.
Zarbon.
Yeah. Like, hey, Zarbon was not useless. He owned the shit out of Vegeta that one time.
He did.
He just did the transformation.
That was ages ago.
Yeah, that was the fact they're like, our guys here are about as strong as Zarbon and Dory at their peak. And I'm like, what the fuck does at their peak mean for this type of dude?
It means this is officially the point where power levels stop really existing and it's just whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, because they set a number and it made no sense.
Yes, because they fight Frieza for the first time and he's like, I'm going to do my first transformation. My power level will reach a million. And then Frieza brags here of, if I train, I could hit 1.3.
All official explanations are that 100% Final Form's Frieza's power level is 120 million.
Yeah, that's why I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's real dumb.
So we assemble this team. We also get Master Roshi because Krillin's like, this is my guy. This is my striker, this 100-year-old man.
He's a fucking badass 100-year-old man.
Oh, yeah, yes. Of course.
Now, I guess, sure.
Mm-hmm. So, we've assembled the ultimate team of Gohan, Piccolo, Tien, Krillin, Master Roshi, and a cop.
It's so fucked up Yamcha doesn't get to be here. What the fuck?
Yeah, no Yamcha. We leave off two Super Saiyans. We can't have Gotenks or Trunks. They can go Super Saiyan 3. But no, we can't bring him.
At least with Chiaotzu, it's like he's a horrible little goblin, so I understand not want even wanting him involved in these fight scenes. Like, that's just complicating things for no reason. But Yamcha, like you could have him doing Wolf Fang Fist on a bunch of Frieza guys. That'd be neat.
You could have him do the spirit ball thing that just fucking bounces between a bunch of these bad CG models. You could have done a lot.
Also, wouldn't it have been great if Chiaotzu's like, I got this, you guys, and then flew up and attached to Sorbet and blew him up.
And yet, there's so much time dedicated to Jocko, and like Yamcha could have been there instead. It really sucks.
See, here's my problem with Jocko. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's not that he's in this, right? It's that he's in this, and he's playing the role of guy we all know and love.
Yes. I love how much they don't give a shit.
It's just like,
it wouldn't bug me his dialogue parts as much as it does when they waste time on him fighting. It's like, it looks terrible. It's the worst looking thing in the movie.
Yes.
And they keep showing it.
Yes, they do. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, he gets like three. It's bad.
I'm just saying Jocko has a real poochie energy, Bob.
He
and
does.
I really...
A little bit. I would have been fine if it had just been the scene of him like shooting people in the knee and then running. I'd be like, oh, that's funny. Okay,
yeah, right.
Sure.
He busts open the door to Frieza's ship and starts shooting dogs.
Man, Frieza Force is composed of at least 70 dogs.
That's
like,
fucking
hold on.
Weird.
I got this one, guys.
Oh, it turns out those weren't the Frieza Force's dogs. Those were dogs they kidnapped.
Oh. I got these guys.
Well, that mystery solved. We found all the dogs. They're right here and dead.
I'll show you my warrant. Bang, bang.
Oh, God.
All right, so Frieza's ship lands, and somehow there's 1,000 dudes inside there, and they just start flooding out of the windows.
They just packed them in cubes.
Yeah, they packed them up in cubes. So you got a bunch of CG dudes, and Frieza in his little cuck pod coming out of the ship. He fires a blast at North City and just immediately decimates it, which I'm kind of okay with. There was a really terribly drawn child, like, right before he landed.
It feels really bad, because then the Z Fighters show up seconds later. It's like, none of you could have... Stop that?
Evidently.
No, Frieza shot it, so absolutely fucking not.
Yes, there's no way. This Frieza, while training, his base form is just now the scariest thing ever.
I guess. Because we have to deal with that.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that, like, half the people there have either been killed by that finger beam or just had a hole blown in through them.
Yes, but I think Piccolo and Gohan are just the two that upset me most of, like, Piccolo, you've gone through so many different transformations since then. And Gohan, too. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm sorry. Things have happened to Gohan in this one, where Toriyama doesn't like him anymore, so... Yeah, he has to clip all of his wings.
And draw him wrong.
Yes. he really has to draw him wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, this
it's
is,
so
I'm,
fucking
this is
bad.
The worst he's ever looked.
I'm really excited for Dragon Ball Super Superhero because they fixed his body and his hairline.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I had to wade through like a third of Super trying to rehabilitate this man. I would like some later material where he does
you got
anything.
Nothing.
I got something. So the team's there. They're like, okay, we're gonna fight a bunch of mooks because fucking Goku and Vegeta still aren't here. They're busy doing training sessions with Whis. It's just a training sequence. They're just fighting a bunch. They're not really getting any hits in. Vegeta gets a simple karate chop to the neck and then drowns. That's pretty good. Then Goku gets knocked out. Whis
draws his symbol on their chest because he's like, because it's like, I'm training you now, so it's remember back when Master Roshi's shit was on Goku's chest? Now it's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird it feels like it's supposed to be that, but also it feels like a gag. Like he didn't...
Yeah, it felt bizarre. It feels like it's trying to evoke that when you see it in pre-release images, but for the actual content of the movie, it's, here's my flex. I pulled out a marker and drew this.
Right.
Whis is like that kind of character, so I'm fine with that. Like, his whole thing is he pretends to not give a shit, but actually kind of does.
Yeah, he's trying to teach them the art of being able to perform actions without thinking at all. And then there's a gag because he steps in shit. And they're like,
can you tell? Akira Toriyama?
Yeah. I'm not sure, though, because, like, we didn't have
nobody kissed.
Come back and piss. Okay, guys, that's Frieza. Piss on him. What is this? Is this Earth Lemonade?
Yeah, Frieza. This fucking Earth Lemonade.
You open wide up, and he's like, okay, yeah, this doesn't taste good.
I'm just imagining that with beer. So he's like, what drink is this?
Then he's like, he's just staring at this and he's like, did Frieza always chug piss? I don't remember that.
I like the Frieza, it's also Broly.
All the villains have to get peed on, apparently.
They do all that. The weird fish oracle thing fucking floats on over inside his little bowl stick. It says you haven't read your texts on your rod. Weiss goes over to it, checks it out, and goes, "Oh man, yeah, Bulma's trying to call." And then they do that communication thing. This is in between, of course, the fight sequences of the Earthlings fighting the Frieza Force. This is like a mix of
a bunch of bad CG and then some fights that are okay.
CG, Return of the Jedi Force fight, and
there's some good parts. I really like Piccolo taking off his weighted clothing and just handing it to the guys, and they fall like rocks.
Yeah, that was really good. It felt like so much of this was like, guys, these guys are nothing. Just to annihilate all of them.
It's okay. They had to wait for halfway into the sequence to start using energy attacks, but when they did, boy. It felt like it wasn't pushing the needle till the very end when they're like, yeah, everyone's dead.
It was, yeah, I did. It was really great when Piccolo was just like, no, you're just all going to die now. I'm bored. So I'm just going to kill all of you.
Yeah. Then Gohan teleports in and says, I want to take down the last big guy whose name is Shisami. Definitely not Sashimi.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Gohan doesn't intervene until Piccolo is like, gets somewhat beat by this guy who's as good as Dodoria.
Like I said, power levels don't exist anymore. They just do whatever they want.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. It's like, come on, just let Piccolo have a W.
No.
No.
Because this guy is literally nothing compared to him, please.
I'm sorry, we forgot how strong anyone was anymore.
Yeah. Gohan beats this guy up, and then that's it for the Frieza Force, except for Sorbet and of course Frieza. Frieza gets annoyed, and
Frieza's like, "Yeah, Frieza's like, you left a lot of my guys alive. Let me fix that for you."
Yeah, because he kind of gets he gets disgusted. He's like, "Gohan's just like Goku. He's just non-lethal. He's too nice. I'm just gonna nuke literally all of my guys now." So they're all dead, and they're like, "Oh fuck, Goku and Vegeta still aren't here." And they're like, "Can you wait? Is it possible if you could like just wait a little bit?" And Frieza goes, "All right, I've been patient before. I can do it now for 10 seconds." It's at this point that the calls finally connect, and Vegeta and Goku are made aware of this event happening. And they're like, "Weiss, you got to take us there." It's like, it's gonna take like 34 minutes. And while this entire room is going, "Why the fuck are they not using instant transmission?" they finally say it out loud. Which was slightly stroke-inducing. And they're like, "Sense some power." And then they power up. And Goku senses Frieza, which shows that he didn't feel them at all. He only felt Frieza. And then they teleport them in. So that they can begin the main course of the movie. Which would be Goku and Frieza fighting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, Frieza's like, "I will go to my final form from the very start," because Akira Toriyama does not remember the other two.
I mean, they suck, so whatever.
What I love the Xenomorph one where he's like, "I'm going to point my finger
at the shoot." That one's so bad.
It's so good. Look how stupid it looks.
Bad.
I just sit here and I assume anything his editor told him sucked, he has forgotten, and he's like, "Man, I never miss."
He's like, "Man, I've never heard of Android 19. The fucking, what do you mean I made a clown android man?
God, I'm a fucking god.
That was a good... How many pages did I guess I wrote about 30 pages of Dragon Ball. He only remembers 30 out of the entire run.
He sits down and plays one of those games they made. And he's like, who even are these people?
He's like, I don't remember saying it was okay for them to make up characters.
It was Nappa.
This is stupid Raditz.
They start fighting. Goku and Final Form Frieza start fighting, and Goku's spending the whole time just talking shit the entire time and no-selling every Frieza attack.
Yeah, he hasn't even got Super Saiyan or anything. This is just regular Goku.
Yeah, this is it's a complete joke to the degree that Vegeta just immediately goes up there angry and just like...
Yeah.
And just goes, I want a turn. And then Goku and Vegeta fight for a minute, like actual fighting, because it's like I want to go, which somehow puts Frieza under the impression that Vegeta has secretly still supported Frieza.
Frieza has that narcissism distortion field.
He has.
Where he's just
yes,
like
that every single white person over 50 has.
He's yes. like, I can't process what's going on without it being about me.
I mean, this makes sense given how unbelievably racist he is, calling them stuff like super simians.
Okay, super simians was kind of funny.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, okay, good job, dub team. That's a good hustle.
Yeah, they're nailing it. But yeah, they're like, okay, just let me have my go, you know. And Vegeta's like, okay, I'll just go down now. I guess I don't get to do anything.
Oh.
Yeah, Vegeta came up. He's like, you said I could use the Xbox. And Goku's like, actually, my friends are only going to be on for 20 more minutes. Just give me 20 more minutes. Vegeta's like, fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What's funny about this movie is just really, more than half of this really is just one fight scene.
Yeah.
That just has little baby things peppered in wherever.
Mm-hmm. Which is why when I went to remember this movie, I'm like, yeah, that's like half a fight scene. I can't remember that.
Yeah. Beerus and Whis eventually arrive and they're like, hey, we want that dessert or we'll blow everyone up. So they just get to eat a dessert while the fight happens. Enjoying some like strawberries or whatever. They get to do some color commentary over this great match. Goku shows off his brand new, exciting transformation of Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan.
What a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When, you know, it makes his hair blue. It's really exciting.
They were cowardly for not going with, I'm now Go Blue.
Yeah. Freeze is like, okay, let me show you my cool stuff. And then he does the...
I'm a Lakers fan!
Yeah, he's a Lakers fan. He does it. He adopts the purple and gold. And then in his dialogue says, I had the ability, so I made myself gold. You can call
that
me
is
Golden
really
Frieza.
Funny. Yes. I like that a lot.
He literally chose to look like that for his new form.
Which means he chose to look like that for every other form, which means he's a huge fan of aliens.
Yes, he is.
Hmm. I'm very surprised there isn't some kind of fucking stupid Dragon Ball thing where it's like, yeah, Frieza met Xenomorphs once and we're like, those guys are cool.
If we base it on that, Dan, mm-hmm. his first transformation was, I love my dad.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He made that transformation when he was 7.
Do you think he could grow extra arms?
I think he could become a giant lizard Ozaru if he wanted to.
I'm wondering why we don't get Goro Frieza. That would be intimidating.
I mean, to be fair, that second form should have led into that before Xenomorph.
Yes.
Honestly, yes. So he gets his cool golden form. That way they can dig into more fights. I think Vegeta attempts to get his turn again. Goku's like, fuck you. No.
No, it's actually the opposite.
Oh,
Goku's
yeah.
like, now you can take your turn now, Vegeta. And he's like, fuck you. You just want me to do it because now you think it might be hard. Do your fucking job, asshole.
He clearly wants you. He's looking at you like a steak dinner. So they start fighting. There's some use of CG here that looks better than Battle of Gods, so I'm okay with it.
this is frustrating because I've already forgot what God Key was supposed to do. It's only been one movie, please.
Well, you didn't like it, so who cares?
They just
that doesn't mean I want them to show that away too.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool, just like the Cortana arc in fucking Halo.
Yeah,
it's like we're gonna build this up, throw it away. We're gonna build this up, throw it away.
Did they throw it away?
Threw away the Didact. And then they skipped the conclusion. But if we're talking about Dragon Ball.
I'm talking about Dragon Ball.
You see how he's fighting Frieza? And previously, yeah. God Key meant you couldn't even fight them. Like last time.
Oh, Frieza's just that strong. He's just insanely powerful.
There was no level of strengths before.
Because it works completely different.
Yeah, it works completely different. Goku isn't in touch with the god power, so he can't touch him.
Goku's like, I've got this. And that's when Lord Beerus was like, sorry, we don't take Discover.
I can't believe a Dragon Ball property is inconsistent.
Yeah,
it's just...
Long-term memory is not the strong
suit. Yeah, that movie's like a year old by this point. I don't know what you're expecting here, dude.
Look, I'm just glad that Toriyama forgot his interview about S-cells before he had to make something and could put it in.
Yeah, the fucking Dragon Ball midichlorians.
Thank fucking Christ.
I mean, we already kind of have that where Trunks and Goten were able to become Super Saiyans super easily.
Yeah, but I don't need a scientific term to be used and said in dialogue.
Also, that would be the whole point of that movie.
I don't think any Toriyama source ever explained it. It was just, well, because everybody else already was. Shut the fuck up.
So yeah, the fight continues. They're fighting Super Saiyan Blue, Golden Frieza. At one point, Frieza freaks out because he finally notices the Beerus is here, and this deflates the movie like a balloon.
Thank God.
This movie is bizarrely tension-free the whole time, so I don't really think it resolves that much tension. Like, even before he transforms, Frieza is already in copy pissy baby mode.
Yes.
Yeah, but now they're
seething.
Yeah, but now they're actually doing the main part of the fight, and then he just literally stops to go, oh, fuck, are you literally going to end the movie? He's like, no, I don't care. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, even pretending for a second that Frieza's the actual some huge threat is just kind of not cool. So we need to take that tension away, please.
Like, there's no coming back from Son Goku and his friend's return when Goku's like, Frieza was a cuck. Someone as strong as him is perfect for the kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was funny as hell.
How they nailed writing so much for that special, and now we're here again?
Well,
I don't understand.
Did Toriyama write that one? I don't even know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think that comes from the same space.
Right, like, when Frieza comes back, it really should be them being like, oh, bring out the kids, this'll be fun.
Oh, shit, Frieza's here, let's take him out for drinks.
You don't understand, he trained, he's gold now.
So, I just looked up who wrote Yo Son Goku and His Friend's Return, and I now know why it is so good.
Mm. Yeah.
That person wrote episode 1 to 54 of Yurusei Yatsura.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god.
And this is we're going back home. We're back with Akira Toriyama.
Also he did the screenplay for all of Dragon Ball Z, but whatever. He wrote a shitload of comedy, and that's where that came from.
Yeah. Man, yes, sir. I need to go back and watch more of that. The first like 10 episodes I watched are absolutely gold. Every single one of them better than DBZ.
So, have we gotten to the point yet where Vegeta's just like, Goku only wants to keep... Sorry, I'm doing my Beerus voice. He's like, Goku only wants to keep fighting because he noticed you can't keep a heart on for more than a minute.
Yeah, I was about to hit that note of... You know, just them talking shit and exposing the fact that Frieza has a big weakness, and Frieza's like, what is that? And it's like, you gained this form and immediately bolted over here. You have no idea how to keep it up for longer than a minute or whatever.
Yeah,
you stupid asshole.
You're
and
gonna
then
run
Goku
out.
Does that 1-inch punch on him that makes his heart explode.
Yes, he does, and that was amazing.
Yes, that 1-inch punch is great.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, what movie is it where he does the coolest shit?
Is anyone else bugged by the voice Goku uses when he goes Super Saiyan Blue?
No.
It's like, I told
it's so
you,
funny.
Whenever he transforms, he becomes more seductive a little bit.
Bob, let me tell you, there's no voice Sean Schimmel can do that I won't find funny as shit coming out of Goku.
I mean,
there's some line in this, I forget where it was, where Goku like turns back into Wrath of the Dragon super psychopath Goku.
Yes! Yes!
Oh yeah, it's when he first transforms into Blue, he's like, you just got another life, Frieza. It's a shame you wasted it.
Yeah, that was great. I really wish that they fully followed up on that.
They keep on fighting. I'm gonna summarize this properly. They keep on fighting, and Frieza shits his fucking pants, and he's just on the ground.
We were talking about how funny it'd be if Goku just threw the sparkle dust at him like in that other movie.
You
suggested that shit before he even became gold, and I'm like, yeah, this would be a 7 if they fucking threw the sparkle gas and he exploded.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, Goku, what the fuck was that?
We have 40 more minutes, so the rest of it is just people eating at a picnic with Goku going, Goku, what was that? And he's like, I don't know. Cool as shit.
Or Frieza just leaves. Any of those could really... it's an easy way to get out. Frieza's coping and crying on the ground because he's getting his ass kicked still. And at this point, he's like on the ground. He does some like eye signals or whatever to Sorbet. Which signals Sorbet to use his ring gun to shoot Goku. And it just goes completely through his chest.
Yeah, it works for some reason, which is insane.
Well, they needed to pay off the fact, since I know you love narrative payoffs in Dragon Ball, the fact that Goku lets his guard down all the time. So they need to show it in this form of him getting one shot by a simple ray gun, as Frieza calls it later.
Yeah, the thing that bounces off the Z Fighters.
Yes!
In Namek.
Now,
yes! Krillin could take these.
I want to just clarify something and draw a very obvious conclusion. That ray gun can kill Goku if he's surprised.
Yes.
Goku could be hit by a car and killed.
Yes. And
apparently.
Hey, yeah. Again, this is consistent from when Krillin throws the rock at Super Saiyan Goku's head.
Yeah.
As it turns out, Goku, when his guard's down, has literally no health.
Yes.
And no defense stat.
His defense stat goes to 0.
I hate that there's multiple examples of it. Let alone one.
It's funny as shit. I just like the idea of you just ran over Earth's greatest warrior.
Yeah.
Well, he already died of a heart attack once.
Oh, yeah, but that's different. That's American.
That's ours, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Vegeta starts laughing and then torturing Goku a bunch. Sean Schimmel screaming a bunch. You know.
Do you mean
Frieza, whatever.
Vegeta just snaps. Yeah, this is where he draws the line.
This is a very different movie.
I wanted to use the Xbox.
You know, these become a lot harder to summarize when nothing actually fucking happens in these movies, and I'm just trying to claw my way out. Yeah, Frieza fucks him up a bunch.
And for some reason, Vegeta just watches like, funny.
Owned.
Oh. Well, he does think it's funny. You 100% know he thinks it's funny. He's like, fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Fucking moron.
Vegeta comes in to actually go in here and solve the problem. They go over to heal Goku. Frieza's like, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm just going to shoot another one of my Tesla drone beams or whatever. Vegeta immediately blocks it and the ricochet kills Sorbet. Because we must leave no
good.
Which, you know, I appreciate it because I forgot entirely how that guy dies because he clearly has to.
It's GBZ. No, he doesn't.
He comes back in Super.
Yeah.
That would have been unreal. He's just like, hey, I'll help. And it's like, you?
I have a gun that can kill Goku.
I'll just shoot Jiren.
I bought it at a Walmart. But yeah, he died because, you know, there's no reason for him to live. He served his purpose of being able to wound the strongest man in the universe.
He became the physical Chekhov's gun, yes.
Yes, he became the physical Chekhov's gun.
This movie had two of those.
Mm-hmm. They heal up Goku, and he's like, okay, bye. Now it's Vegeta's turn. Vegeta turns into Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan because he got really, really powerful. Frieza
this
shit.
Might be my favorite scene in any Dragon Ball thing ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where Frieza's just shooting Vegeta. It doesn't work. And then Vegeta's like, so I'm gonna kill you. And then Frieza, for no reason, just starts shit talking him. And is like, you call yourself the prince, but everyone's dead. All hail Vegeta, prince of no one.
Yeah,
and Vegeta
really
stares at him for like 2 frames and just wordlessly teleports forward and starts beating his ass.
It's really good because Frieza tries to offer him, saying, you can be the leader of my new Frieza force. It's that one guy.
You mean the one I just blew up?
Yeah, you can be my force. Frieza gets his ass kicked. This lasts for 20 seconds before Frieza's gold mode pops. That's it. He's just out of gas. It's real rough. Vegeta gloats a little bit. It prepares to blow him up. And then Frieza slightly pushes the ground, which causes the planet to explode. He's gotten really good at this.
Apparently. He still has enough power to just immediately destroy the Earth.
Yeah, we didn't see his training. Maybe his training in the movie was him blowing up a bunch of planets real fast.
Maybe.
Yeah, in between eating eggs. But he does it. He blows up the planet. Thankfully, they put up a barrier on the rock for Goku and some of the remaining people not watching, not being really close to the fight. They're like, This sucks. They killed everyone. It's all over. I can't believe Frieza would be so evil to blow up a planet.
Yeah, it's real dumb.
We got some lines like that. Whis reminds you
everyone just stood there while the planet started exploding. It's like, I feel like Goku fully healed again could probably have dug into the planet and tried and stopped it or done anything.
Yeah, no. you could have like put up like a nuclear like deep bit on the planet, like the movie The Core.
Yeah.
Could have like restarted the planet's heart or something.
He could have pulled a Superman and just flew around the planet the other way to reverse time.
But again, yeah, Frieza's just so powerful still. Able to do this in seconds.
Now, don't be ridiculous, Dan. He can't just fly around the Earth to roll back time. So Whis reveals that once again, they can turn back time for like 3 minutes. A temporal redo, or however they describe it earlier in the movie. So that they could do it here, and then people would be less mad, I guess. He's like, you have 3 minutes. You could go make sure that didn't happen. So they do, and which just amounts to Goku, what feels like slowly flying up and yelling Frieza, and then just blasting him a mere 2 seconds before he blows up the planet. That this immediately kills Frieza.
They did it.
Yeah, it doesn't just feel kind of lame that you took away. Like, you didn't like Vegeta do anything all movie, then you cut him short like this. It's like, man.
Oh, yeah.
This sucks. Yeah, I don't even like Vegeta, but this sucks.
Yeah, I know.
It should have just ended with him killing Frieza, and then they wouldn't get sandwiches.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been so much better. It's just like, yeah, no, I don't forgive Frieza, and then he crushes his head in.
It's funny that they set up so much shit with the Goku Black arc in this movie to the point that it almost feels like the main purpose of this movie, which is insane.
Now, as someone who's never experienced that, I didn't pick up any of that.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that either. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I also didn't pick up any of it. Maybe I'll pick it up if we watch the cut that just has a Goku Black clip show at the end of this movie. Now that, I definitely would.
You might pick up on that a little.
just a smidge. Frieza is successfully defeated. He did it.
Yeah, the movie pretty much just stops.
Yeah, it's not like Battle of Gods where they're like, we have 20 more minutes of nothing that's going to happen now. It's Vegeta being upset because he didn't know that time had to be reset. So he feels like Goku, much like the viewer, just had to win because Akira Toriyama's a piece of shit.
Yeah, also it's weird because when the planet blows up, they're like, Vegeta died too. It's like, what?
Well, yeah.
Why?
He can't breathe in space.
Well, yeah, he can.
Yeah, he can,
no,
actually.
He can't. No, he can't? When Did he breathe in space?
Like when he first learned to become a Super Saiyan when he was fighting and blowing up rocks in space.
And when Bardock and everyone else was flying outside the planet.
Oh, that was the upper atmosphere. Well,
they were still, that was the upper atmosphere.
The last episode, the last movie where Goku and Battle in God's Man were fighting
that's
in
not,
the
lower that's not atmosphere. Vegeta. That's the, that one, that was the upper atmosphere. And two, he was a god. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Bob, aren't you so glad we have one more episode after this?
I'm glad that we're moving on to something good.
Okay. I hate the wiki that I use as an aid on this because they're like, Goku immediately attacks with a god Kamehameha to kill Frieza.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, it's different than a normal one. It's god.
But they're like, we did it. We won everything. Everything's solved. Beerus is like, give me more food. And they're like, yeah, we'll feed you, baby. And then credits.
Cool.
We get a post-credit scene. Frieza, now no longer Mecha Frieza since he died without being a mechanized dude, gets to be in that cocoon surrounded by Earth's hell and all of its wonderful happy creatures.
Why was he Mecha Frieza in hell? Yeah, so like if I die with an artificial arm, do I not get to have my arm in the afterlife? That's fucked up.
Yeah, sorry.
They're like, that's the design you died in, so that's the design that will remain in the afterlife. If you were going through a really weird goth phase, well, you're gonna be rocking it like that.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Look, Frieza was just so hard set on how cool he looked then. It's like the Matrix when you go in, you have your self image.
Residual image?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Frieza, why is your self residual image cooler?
Frieza, why do you look like a different person for no reason for this one scene? Don't worry about it.
Krillin, why is your self residual image Gohan?
Now there was one part that I did not outline in our summary that I think is important because it's the most ridiculous thing of when base form Frieza goes up and punches Gohan once and they say his heart stopped.
Yeah, that was quite something.
Fucking hate Akira Toriyama so much. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and just for some reason, Gohan in this movie can only be Super Saiyan for like 12 seconds.
I like that Piccolo can just press his palm and it's like a defibrillator.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Gohan can't handle his wife's pussy, okay? It just took away all his power.
Now, this is fucked up for one reason. Phil did not watch the movie with us, but I said basically the same thing.
That's because there's no other conclusion to me.
His proximity to getting laid has made him disrespected by Toriyama and the rest of the Z Fighters.
Yeah, you're doing that and running bits about Piccolo being a toxic red pill, man.
It's insane, though, because he already had the kid in the last movie. You could still be Mystic Gohan.
I know.
Like, it was...
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, escalation of this.
It got real rough in this one. Didn't even draw him right. That's the ultimate disrespect.
It's really rough. I don't know the other thing besides I just want to make something people don't like at all.
Yeah, it's just like Goku's the only one that matters. That's it.
Goku and Vegeta, but
No, I'm sorry. You saw this movie. Vegeta doesn't matter.
You need to understand.
Vegeta sells a lot of toys, so he has to at least do things.
Bob, you need to understand, if you're a Vegeta fan, him turning blue hair, that's a big win.
hey, him losing his eyebrows and becoming racist in the manga, big ratings.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Huge. That's that movie.
Good.
Okay. Well, now...
Was it?
No.
All right, Yamcha Award. This is awarded to whatever, you know, disappointing thing, character in the film. Bob, you can lead.
Gohan.
Okay.
We just went over it.
Hot
okay,
damn.
Next,
oh, man.
Dan.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Krillin's also a fair candidate because I feel like he should have just been able to take everyone easily.
Yeah, it's messed up, but I think that he was doing that thing where he doesn't want to kill anybody, which is stupid. He's Krillin, whatever. He doesn't care.
Canonically in the film, they only say Gohan's doing that.
I know, but he doesn't show the destructor disc at dudes. He shows it at the mountain and drops it on him.
I know, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. If this movie was rated R, it'd go up 2 points.
Two?
At least.
I'm just saying Goku would have shown up, ripped off Frieza's tail, and started beating him with it.
Yeah, like I said, if we could have this whole thing end on Vegeta's crushing his skull in...
Just stepping
shoving it in.
Yeah. Yeah, if we just got Vegeta taking his hands, making them flat, and shoving them in the ear holes.
Yeah, we just hit some Fist or Star level of violence.
It's just like, man, finally. They stopped sitting on the pot, finally shitted, and made a great Dragon Ball.
Yes! Vegeta fans would go wild.
Yeah, no, if he just had the scene that's straight from the Fist of the North Star movie where he shoves his finger in the dude's face and ripped it to shreds, like he just becomes perfect slices.
And then the end of the movie, Vegeta's wearing a "You look like you're just enough" experience shirt.
Dan, your version of Vegeta is the version that actually earns the shirts that exist in our world.
Yes. Well, he's the spirit animal of the Vegeta that all the Vegeta fans love, right?
Right.
Yes.
That's Vegeta Unchained.
But you'll pick someone who sucks.
A lot of people in this suck. I'm going to go with Android 18 for being shown and just benched.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she's another one who's like, when she was introduced, she was 100 times more powerful than Frieza, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's be honest, who in their right mind wouldn't trade over half of the people on screen for her?
Right?
We don't need Tien. Apparently, we don't need Gohan. True. He's useless.
Yeah. God.
We definitely don't need fucking Tien. Nobody ever needs Tien, including Akira Toriyama. I don't know why he keeps putting him in things just to humiliate him.
I think he's doing it as a joke, seeing if people will notice that him and Goku have the same face.
Stop doing that. See, I was going to be like, Akira Toriyama doesn't like Chinese people.
So he writes them showing up to lose?
Yeah.
It's weird how the cast is now Tien, some American guy.
Just a slummy American dude that shows up to lose.
Oh, Mr. Satan?
Okay.
Is he not Chuck Norris?
He's supposed to be Hulk Hogan.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I get why you think Chuck Norris, though, because that has anything to do with martial arts and not just shitty wrestling.
God. Bold of you to think that Akira Toriyama knows anything about actual martial art.
I don't. But I think he knows Chuck Norris has done a martial art.
I guess I'll pick Tagoma. He got shot out of the window. I forgot he's just not a character in this at all.
Al.
Yeah.
Lol. How did this happen?
Who I don't knows? Know. Can you call that the Yamcha Award? Because the whole reason he joins him on the planet is no one can sense him. It's just like, hey, you loser bitch, come with me.
Yeah,
they'll
but
never
he gets sold
us.
A little bit. He gets sold a little bit, like dive to the bottom of this ocean under the crushing pressure.
I mean, that is true. He did that.
It is weird that no one can sense him, but he's supposed to be as strong as Dodoria, and we know that these guys can't hide their powers.
They're like, we can't have a lot of people. We do just two. There's a lower chance. Like all of them are low powered. Who cares? Fucking. You got 8 million questions for every detail in this movie. Our next segment is who can be Jiren. You have to pick someone from this movie to be Jiren from Dragon Ball Super. I'm going to start with Feel. What do you got?
Sorbet and his ray gun?
it's intensely powerful.
Yeah.
And devious.
Yeah,
Jiren doesn't know what to do.
I think ray guns are a canonical character in Dragon Ball. I think we could count his ray gun.
I'm just sitting here like, man, I'd be fine if guns and everything just worked on Z Fighters. But they don't.
They clearly do.
This makes my seem way more viable. Just, oh yeah, I have my gun.
We could have kept launch the whole time.
Yeah.
she could be out fighting motherfuckers if she goes in the dead of night.
It only works if they don't expect it. You right? have to not like, be aware you're shooting them.
Right, like, if this movie started out and when Mai draws the gun on that little goblin while the other guy's getting the Dragon Ball and just shoots him in the back of the head.
And it works.
That would have been a much better movie.
It would have established a new lore in Dragon Ball that makes everyone dangerous.
Yes.
So, Bob, does that mean Mai's your pick for who can be Jiren?
You know,
that seems reasonable, you know?
I'm starting to hear it out, honestly, and it's making a lot of sense.
But only if he's tricked. And right. Only if Jiren might have a wish that Mai needs.
I bet
get
he
the
could.
Dragon Balls.
Hey, Jiren, you want a wish? Yeah, let me think of bang.
Dan, what do you have?
Shit, man, the discussion of this movie has completely reframed my understanding of Dragon Ball and how power levels work. I'm going to need just a second. Oh, boy. Mm. Chaco might be able to do it.
I mean, he sold pretty well in this movie.
Yeah, no, he could be enormously powerful, but just doesn't want to do it because it's above his pay grade.
Yeah, remember when he did his spin attack and then all the CG men fell down?
Yeah.
If nothing else, he can kill Jiren's dog.
And that'll really destroy Jiren.
Yeah, Jiren never recovered from that.
Exactly. And also, he's impervious. Jocko doesn't have a wife for Jiren to fuck.
All right, I'm gonna go for random Frieza soldier. They have the ability to turn into a 3D object, and I don't know if Jiren can do that.
I feel like there's no way Jiren got through Super without turning 3D at some point, but I haven't seen it, so right? I don't know.
I mean, he's 3D in Fighters. Does that count?
Is Fighters? I don't think Fighters is canon.
Yeah, I don't think we can count.
Otherwise, we could have been like Android 21 could be Jiren.
Android 21 lab coat.
Feel from on high.
No.
All right. We got our third segment, which is we take the brilliant and new and unique villain from this movie and pit him again and pit him against something from the various Dragon Ball shows. The villain was Frieza again.
Yeah.
So you have to pit this Frieza that can become gold for 5 minutes before it go down against anything you want. Dan, you can go first.
Erectile dysfunction Frieza, huh? Mm-hmm. Let's see. What? You know what? I'm going to say Broly from the second movie. Because his strength seems to get stronger, right?
It just keeps going up.
I think there might be a crossover point.
You know, his power is maximum.
That's true. I think that may work out for him.
God. I'm going to say hit so you can just make the donuts.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, hit would beat the shit out of this Frieza. It wouldn't even be a contest.
Yeah, no, that is literally no contest.
He would go, this is the stance, and then atomize
it. He would go, this is the stance, and rip his skin off.
It's like he can survive anything, but he won't like it.
Enjoy the rest of your days without eyelids.
I like that now is my mind is an Aqua Teen villain.
Well, he is a time ghost, and that sounds like an Aqua Teen thing.
It's time clone can do anything it wants.
Exactly.
Bob, who you got?
Cell, but after he trains for 2 weeks.
Yes! then he becomes Cell X.
Unlike Frieza's extra form, he just gets an extra head. He does know smarter. He doesn't have another brain over there. It just also talked at the same time, so now he's echoey.
So now he's Norio Wakamoto in stereo.
Yes.
Ooh, fancy. One head says, ho, and the other says, hee.
You're either getting Japanese Cell, so Wakamoto, or you're getting Handsome Jack from Borderlands. It's the only other dude I think that dude does that I remember.
Oh, wow. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yes. Feel, who do you got?
Goldo, if he started doing cardio.
True. If he did some lung training.
Yeah.
Frieza would be like, I have my golden power, and Goldo's just like, I'm going to keep holding my breath until you run out of steam.
It's
doomed, man.
If he does it the very frame the transformation's going to begin, it's like resetting the number and it just immediately makes him blink out of existence. Just dies immediately. That's our main segments for this show. So as we always do, we have to figure out where this ranks in the pantheon of 18 million pieces of Dragon Ball media. How we do this is we rank it on a scale of 0 to 7. Combining that, we could get as high as 28 or as low as a nothing at all. Yeah. I'm going to lead off with Bob. Give me your review and score for Resurrection F.
This was a lot rougher than I remember. There's a few cool fight scenes, like mainly that one inch punch from Goku. And there's like almost no just have fun with the cast like there was in the last movie. So I feel like it kind of balances out and gets the same score. Is the last movie, it's going to have a 3 again.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it could have got a bump if they had the original voice of Frieza. Like, that would help a lot for me.
I don't know. She retired by that?
No, she still goes. She still does stuff. They only switched because this guy was closer to Japanese Frieza.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, and like, now they have an understudy for him that's in some of the games.
They changed a lot of people for Kai because it was like, we have money now. It's kind of fucked up to have the same two guys voice everybody. We should give some other people some money. So they recast a lot of people. And I'm not sure what happened with, like, shitty Grandma Frieza, that she might have retired.
No, I'm almost certain they said that that she couldn't talk as fast through the Kai stuff. So there's like, we're switching over.
Yeah. Okay.
Which stinks, because that's Frieza to me. Like, this is just not Frieza in my eyes at all. Like, it doesn't hit that tone that I need to get that. Like, almost a lot of the joy of this kind of movie for DBZ is nostalgia, and it's basically been torn out of the movie for me.
Because it's not the...
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, so I would give it a bump for that, but it doesn't have that, so it just sits down there as a 3.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up because I think they reverted almost every other voice actor change from Kai.
Huh.
I don't think all of them, because the young Goku Gohan voice just never came back, and I don't think the Bulma voice.
I think there were problems.
Yeah, I hear there was a reason for that.
I know. I just didn't feel like saying them out loud.
Well, obviously the ones that couldn't come back in any circumstances were gone, but I think it's Sabat. He just started doing Jace again when he was entirely different in Kai.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
So they a lot of those they went back on. It's like, I guess we should keep having the voices people remember for things,
right? It's like, maybe that's why they want it. Oh, weird.
You can't make me remember who recast Jace.
They're gonna recast Goku, and everyone's like, who the fuck's this guy? It's me, Goku.
I could go down with Patrick Warburton Goku, sure. It would not be more ridiculous than the voice Sean Schimmel does.
It should only be one form, though. Yeah, if he just comes up with a new form and it just sounds like Patrick Warburton.
That's the new Ultra Instinct voice. No, it's the new Ultra Instinct voice. He's like, hey, Frieza.
You just came back. Isn't that a shame?
I hate that you're good at that.
I'm going to break all your bones, Frieza.
Ah.
Yeah, no, I would die. Because the core nugget of comedy gold in this is that Goku's voice shouldn't keep changing with every form. It doesn't make sense.
I'm sorry, it happens,
it's
though.
It's so good.
And that one where he's like, well, he's evil now. So he's gonna be British.
So he's
because
British.
Sean Schimmel is insane. he's hopped up on coke.
He saw a bunch of Disney films with British villains, and he thought, well, that's how villains sound.
I remember in one panel where he talked up how one time he got recognized by a kid, and the kid said to his mom that he was the Tom Cruise of cartoons.
Aww. Oh, that's sweet.
I wonder if they're the same height.
What a nice kid.
Yeah. Feel, I need your review and score for Resurrection F.
I think this is fine. It's not my favorite, but it has stuff in it I like, and most of the fights set off neurons, and it doesn't, and it has some measure of it got some credit for just immediately removing the Pilaf gang after that first scene. I would prefer they not be there at all.
Yeah.
But at least they weren't hiding behind a rock in the entire fight sequence.
Yeah, that helps.
I also do not have the problem with Jocko because I read that basically as soon as it came out, so there was never any point in time I was like, who's that?
Yeah, that must be neat.
So that did help. So I'm going to give this a 5. I like it 1 point more than the last thing.
Okay.
I know I gave that a 3, so I guess I'm... So 4. This gets a 4.
Okay. I was very confused.
I also looked back at my scores like, I gave the last one a 4, right? No, I gave it a 3. Yeah, okay. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Dan, what do you got?
Weirdly enough, Bob said exactly how I was feeling, where in some ways this is better, you know, than Battle of Gods, but in other ways it also kind of is less funny. And fall short in other ways. So I think it comes out about the same. I'm also going to give this a 3. I don't think it gets to the better half of scores for a Dragon Ball movie. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. Well, this was another one of these movies. I feel like it did do it. It got to the point faster than Battle of Gods did, but I liked a lot of the stuff around Battle of Gods more. I liked the fun interactions between characters and some of the comedy bits and stuff like that. The fighting here, some of it was okay. It was nice to see some other people contribute, and then Goku did like one cool move. But other stuff that's just kind of really stupid here, like the entire time where they just kind of stop fighting to be like, oh man, Beerus is here. I'm just like, this is kind of stupid. And everything they do with Gohan's like really pathetic and kind of mean-spirited. I really don't see the point in it at all, especially after what happened in the last movie. So I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
I'll give it 1 point lower than what I gave Battle of Gods, where I'm like, this isn't terrible, but I'm like, ugh. I remember liking this one more than coming in.
Yeah, that's how I remembered it too. I'm like, I remember liking it more than Battle of Gods.
But
it's about the same, yeah.
Battle of Gods ended up around the same my same general memory of it. This one I kind of had inflated a little bit better in my head. I think it was because I remember the anime version of this being even worse.
Oh.
Just how it looked.
Oh.
And just how
when you stretch a 90-minute movie into, I think, like 14 episodes, it tends to get worse.
Yeah.
Also, like, the Battle of Gods had the bump of having a new guy. This doesn't get that bump at all.
Yeah.
It has Tagoma and Sorbet, those great characters.
Your guys who turn into air as you look at them.
And that guy from Tobol 1.
And Draman from Mortal Kombat Deception.
Jeez.
I'm sure Tagoma was very good in the show.
Okay, so now we have a problem.
We do. It has through this tied with Battle of Gods.
It is the only thing that is the same score as Battle of Gods. Thank God. Oh wait, no.
Also Mystical Adventure. Hey, Bob, what was Mystical Adventure?
I'm not gonna say it again.
Okay.
Can we just have Battle of Gods and Resurrection F be a tie?
No.
We're almost done. We need to keep honor. Okay.
Oh, we're almost at the finish line here.
We're so close.
Dan.
Uh-huh.
See, that's the thing. You and Phil have spoken with your numbers, so it sadly seems to be me and Bob need to decide which 3 is 3-er.
I think that Battle of the Gods will sit above it for me.
How about you, Dan?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with that because of the fucking unique villain and shit.
Right, I remember there being more points that I actually enjoyed it, even if it was a ton of nitpicky, like, oh my god, why is it like this?
Yeah, I was like, but Jesus, we're turning into a CinemaSins video.
I mean, for me, the Battle of Gods thing really just comes out to, like, there's some good, funny fan service there.
Yeah.
And this doesn't do as good a fan service and has weird moments sprinkled in, like, no, Android 18, you have to stay at home.
Right, whereas the last
she's like, he's so cool being a misogynist.
I know. There are just enough things in this that don't feel as funny or as good.
Right, like it.
But it is neck and neck, just to be clear. That's why we get both the same number, because they're both right there. But if you make me pull the trigger,
yeah,
I'm going to say Resurrection F is lower than Battle of Gods, which makes this really simple, because now we don't need to resort Mystical Adventure.
Nope.
Because that was rated better. Yeah,
thankfully, there was no point in asking you if Mystical Adventure beats it, because you both gave that a 4.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we have now tabulated the scores, updated the rankings. We have 28 movies now.
It's a lot of movies.
A lot of movie-shaped things on this list. I'm going to take there's a lot of movie-shaped things, and you already said
they're
before.
They're more like OVA-shaped things, honestly.
I'm sorry, they tried to sell these as movies at a local FYE, so I have to call them movies.
I bought them on DVD for $22, Bob.
I'm sorry, this movie called Megazone 23 released in the year 1983.
Yes, it
and that
did.
It caused the boom of OVAs.
What are you doing?
Bob's just teasing his next project, which is an anime YouTube channel, because he also wants to get obliterated by a Japanese corporation at random.
Oh, okay, that sounds like a blast. Here's our top 28 things that we did for a show. Number 28, plan to eradicate the Super Saiya people. Then number 27, A Hero's Legacy, that's the GT movie. Then number 26, Path to Power, that's the Dragon Ball movie that came out right next to it. I believe that's all of our zeros. Those are all the ones that got nothing. Next up, we got things that got at least 1 point. Plan to eradicate the Saiyans.
Ooh.
Then Bio Broly, which Bio Broly was really special. Before we started the show, this is one Dan was afraid of the most.
I gave it a 0.
I forgot you're very liberal with it. Then we got Return of Cooler. And then History of Trunks. That's our nightmare. That's our nightmare range of these. Then going into 21... through 16, the other bad things, Wrath of the Dragon, Bardock the Father of Goku, Dragon Ball Evolution, Tree of Might, Sleeping Princess and Devil's Castle, and Broly 2. Broly more. Heading in...
Where Broly meets his true rivals, Goten and Trunks.
Yes.
And Piss.
heading into the yawning chasm of middle of the road.
The mystery is, should I drink it?
the category of if someone else puts this on, will I leave the room?
and if it's closer to the top half, I could sit for a minute. Curse of the Blood Rubies, Broly the Legendary Super Saiyan, Resurrection F, which we just watched. That's it. Number 13. It's in the top half.
It only barely beat out the Blood Rubies.
Yes. Then Battle of Gods at 12. Mystical Adventure at 11. And then our top 10. Episode of Bardock. World's Strongest. BoJack Unbound. The Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie at number 7. Cooler's Revenge at number 6. Fusion Reborn at 5, Lord Slug at 4, and then our top 3 being Super Android 13, Dead Zone, and Yo, Son Goku and His Friends Return. That's our top 28 films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
Top 28.
Top 28. Our top 28. There's only one left that's currently out, and then another one later on, you know.
Yeah.
Later on in the year. Which means we'll be at 30. But for now, the finale is next. So Phil has prepared something about this one that Bob will read for next time.
Here we go.
What?
This is fucked up, Phil.
Next time on Mondo Cool, it's the last one until Superhero comes out. The person writing this hasn't seen the movie, so he can't comment on it. Broly is in it. Next time, Broly. Dragon Ball Super Broly.
What do you mean you haven't seen it?
Oh my god. I did not, because we decided on doing this, and I'm like, I'll wait.
Oh my god.
Wait 2.5 years.
Okay, if you want to think about it, yes, we started this discussion maybe a month after that movie came out.
Oh my god. That's insane.
He's been holding on his hands the whole show.
That's impressive.
Because, yeah, that changed the tone. I looked at a lot of the other stuff we've seen since. It really did. It was like, I've seen
so many things would at least have a two if only Broly didn't come out.
Bob's like, no, I don't think this is a good Dragon Ball movie. I've seen that.